Around 700 AD, a Buddhist monk called Shantideva wrote a book which is now widely known as A Guide to a Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Within this astute text, Shantideva talks about four main types of effort needed to achieve health, wealth, and happiness. And although it was written such a long time ago, it's still highly relevant today. The four types of effort are: number one, armor-like effort. Number two, effort of non-discouragement. Number three, effort of application. And number four, effort of non-satisfaction. So let's go through each of these. Armor-like effort. We often think the road to success should be easy, hassle-free, and direct, like a Roman road taking us straight to our destination, when in fact, it is a winding road with many distractions, sacrifices, and even hardships. Therefore, we need to cultivate armor-like effort, which is a courageous mind that preserves no matter what adversities or aberrations may be presented. Most parents will already know this type of effort, as they behave like a ferocious warrior to provide for and protect their children. Parents will dedicate a huge amount of effort to secure and guard the well-being of their family. Similarly, you must have this type of intensive drive and unwavering mindset to direct your attention, intentions, and positive emotions towards your desired outcome. The things you need to do in practice to create the ideal conditions for well-being and life potential should be non-negotiable. You must apply effort to be aligned in mind, body, and behavior. And this is your armor. This is the armor that will protect you against external obstacles and will provide integrity. Be the superhero of your own life, the warrior who has armor-like effort in the pursuit of the ultimate goal of harmonious existence. It can be helpful to write down the following and repeat verbatim each morning. Each morning, repeat the following. You will continue to practice even if it takes many years. You will never give up, no matter what difficulties you may encounter. Efforts of non-discouragement. Our biggest obstacle is usually ourselves, and therefore you must also develop effort of non-discouragement. The negative voice within your mind may discourage you from time to time. It may tell you that the journey is too hard. It may create doubt in your capabilities. To overcome these personal challenges, you must develop effort of non-discouragement, which is a mind that does not accept or tolerate such negative talk from yourself or other people. Effort of application. Clearly, to reach the potential of lasting happiness, we must meditate regularly to train and control the mind and the subsequent emotions. We must develop a healthy mind and body via supportive eating and exercise behaviors. In other words, we need to take action and apply effort of application. At times, certainly in the initial stages of behavior change, perhaps we may need to force ourselves into action to break those old habits. This is fine for the short term, or as an infrequent measure to safeguard your consistent practice. However, it is rarely sustainable, so once again, it is imperative to pace yourself with easily attainable and progressive milestones. And to do this, you need to apply yourself, which is effort of application. Effort of non-satisfaction. This effort is a mind directed towards the ultimate goal of lifelong health and happiness, rather than moving away from our current situation in life. This has been discussed previously, and the difference between moving towards and away, I hope, is now clear. As you take action, practice, and apply yourself regularly, your life will become more organized, and you will feel better in so many ways. But we should not become complacent. Each time you have achieved a milestone, or a part of your life falls into place and feels a bit better, this should encourage you to continue, not settle. Remind yourself that you are not moving away from where you are, but you're moving towards the ultimate goal of health, wealth, and happiness. Remind yourself that it is your own efforts, actions, application, and practice which is creating the positive changes. You are creating a better life for yourself. And when your life does get better, in health, wealth and happiness because of the actions you're taking, do not settle and continue to apply effort of non-satisfaction until you have reached your ultimate goal. When you have successfully attained your desired outcome, of course it will not end there. You will not wish to stop your health behaviors and your better lifestyle because the blissful, zestful and positive experiences you've gained will be a delight for you and it won't feel right not doing these new behaviors, not exercising, not eating healthily. It won't feel right for you because it becomes integrated into your persona and a part of who you are and how you live. Through effort of non-satisfaction, not only will you attain the ultimate goal for yourself, but you will find yourself naturally and easily contributing to the shift and evolution of your personal growth and happiness. And you may even find that you improve the lives of other people along the way. So, armor-like effort, effort of non-discouragement, effort of application, and effort of non-satisfaction will get you to your desired outcome. And of course, provide you with zest, perseverance, and bravery, which are foundational elements of courage. Zest is to approach life with enthusiasm, excitement, energy and vigor through the strengthening of mind and body. To have zest is to approach life as an adventure containing all the drama, laughter, tears, fears and excitement of a great movie. To achieve zest in your life, you must be intrinsically motivated to venture into the unknown and develop physical and psychological strength for vitality. Your motivation to achieve zest for your life must be desired for your own sake. If you are focused on extrinsic goals, i.e. goals that are outside your own personal growth, development, and desires, research indicates that you will have less vitality because it will not satisfy personal growth or, of course, self-mastery of mind, body, and behaviors. Only you can achieve this for yourself, and you need to do this for your own sake. Not for anything or anyone else. Perseverance. Perseverance is to always be focused on your ideal future and never on the weak, limiting, or challenging moments in your life. Strive onwards relentlessly to finish demanding and difficult tasks despite encountering the obstacles. Overcome all temptations to quit. These strengths are corrective insofar as they involve exercising one's own willpower in the face of external or internal oppositions, and this is known to enhance well-being. Bravery. Bravery is to know that everything you see, touch, and experience is in a constant state of change. No day, moment, or circumstance will replicate identically, and nothing will remain the same. To be brave is to face the physical and psychological pressures, challenges, and discomforts which accompany change. Standing up strong, straight, and steadfast, bravely protect the belief in yourself and your actions. Defend your health, well-being, and happiness, and all that you value with vehement determination,